This afternoon, about 200 AIDS activists, many dressed in orange jumpsuits, traveled to the site of tonight's presidential debate at Hofstra University in Hempstead, Long Island. They want to focus the candidates' attention on the criminalization of people based on their HIV status and a bill to counteract that, which has been introduced in the House of Representatives. Megan Mulholland is a member of Queerocracy, one of the groups organizing the action. She says right now there are criminal statutes on the books in 34 states and 2 territories that directly target people with HIV.
Commonly, these are referring to non-disclosure laws, meaning that if an HIV-positive person is sexually active with another person and cannot prove that they've disclosed their status, whether or not there's any threat of transmission, whether or not they've used a condom or other form of protection, and whether or not there was any actual transmission, people are still being prosecuted under these non-disclosure laws. And also, even some of the states and localities that don't have HIV-specific laws and statutes are still criminalizing people based on their status under general laws. And by that I mean that people are often receiving harsher sentencing for other alleged crimes because they are HIV positive.
And what are some of the penalties or potential penalties for violation of these non-disclosure laws?
Well, it really depends on where you are. There was a man in Louisiana who was prosecuted under one of these laws. He was, I suppose, I don't know if you would say fortunate, but it was one of the lesser sentences that we heard of. He served several months, I believe it was 3 months in prison. Then there's a man in Texas who is still serving a 35-year sentence for spitting on a police officer. And we know that saliva does not transmit HIV. So in that case, where, again, there's no threat of transmission, a man is doing 35 years because he's HIV positive.
What's the history of HIV criminalization legislation? Has there ever been any legal or medical basis for any of these laws put forward?
A lot of the laws can be traced back to funding streams, actually, specifically the Ryan White Care Act, which in its original form or one of its earlier forms of the race actually incentivized states to have legal implications for transmission in order to receive funding. The language has changed, fortunately, but a lot of these laws date back to then in certain states. But really what it comes down to is that HIV is not a criminal justice issue. It's a public health issue. And these laws are doing far more harm than they are good for ending the AIDS crisis.
And how are these laws actually causing harm?
Criminalizing HIV leads to greater stigma, which I think is easily understood. More stigma de-incentivizes people to get tested. If you know that knowing your status puts you at risk for being charged with a crime, it de-incentivizes testing. When there's a reduction in testing, fewer people are on treatment, and obviously less people on treatment leads to a greater spread of HIV, and that's the exact opposite of what we need in order to end the AIDS pandemic. And we know now that treatment is a form of prevention. So if people who need and want treatment are on treatment here and around the world, that we actually could see the end of AIDS. So this goes a lot further and a lot deeper than the first level of just being an injustice to people who are HIV positive.
And how does the treatment of people with HIV compare with other diseases or conditions that one might consider to be advantageous to disclose prior to having sex?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. That's one of the really frustrating parts of this whole conversation is that these really are discriminatory laws. HPV, for example, is a transmittable virus that, if one contracts, can ultimately lead to serious complications and can be fatal, but is also a manageable condition, just like HIV. We also know that there are no specific laws that mention HPV, so it's very easy to see that this is about the stigma of HIV, and some people argue that it's a public health measure, but it's not happening with other illnesses and with other STDs and STIs.
Have any of these HIV-specific criminal statutes been challenged in the courts?
In the courts, yes. We actually recently organized around a case that was in upstate New York. In Herkimer County, there was a man who had been charged for assaulting a police officer, and he received 5 years for that initial charge. Because he was HIV positive and he allegedly bit the police officer's hand, I believe it was, he received an additional 5 years, and that charge was an aggravated assault charge or assault with a deadly weapon. The deadly weapon in this case supposedly being his saliva or his HIV status. So the additional charge was challenged and eventually actually overturned after David Plunkett, this is his name, served his initial five-year charge. After some mobilizing from folks here and a lot of hard work by his lawyer, he is now a free man.
HIV criminalization has not been a topic that has even been mentioned by either of the candidates, to my knowledge. How do you hope to bring this to their attention and what you want them to do?
As far as I know, you're correct that neither candidate has specifically mentioned this. I think AIDS in general is a conversation that isn't being had by these candidates. So for starters, we need to get that into the conversation. We hope that by being there today, there will be a little more attention around the issue. I think in general, the issue itself needs some more attention. It's a complicated issue, so it's important to be talking about it a lot and to get it out into the public. So this is our attempt at another step in doing so. Ideally, we would like to hear our candidates make a comment and support the work that Congresswoman Barbara Lee is attempting to do in putting forth a bill, Congressional Bill H.R. 3053, the Repeal HIV Discrimination Act, which will set up a program that incentivizes states to review these laws that are on the books right now.
Megan Mulholland is a member of Queerocracy.